Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Actors Inspiration with Amber Wegner. Happy Wednesday. I am excited to come to you today. I was going to have an interview for you earlier in the week, but we are rescheduling that for reasons we may or may not discuss on the podcast. I'm not sure. All I know is it's coming to you a little bit later. So I am here with you solo. If you live in Los Angeles, what the holy heck is going on? The wind is insane. Oh my God. I drove home from class last night holding both hands on the steering wheel as tight as can be because like trees were going sideways. And I woke up this morning and it's still super windy. But you know what that means? Winds of change. Winds of change. The world is blowing in new opportunities. So I want to talk a little bit about production, because I think it's important to talk about all the things that happen that we as actors don't hear about. All we ever know usually is that we don't get our call times until last minute, production changes, why aren't they more organized? Oh my gosh, you know, I was scheduled for this, but now they moved me to this, like what the heck? And it can become all about us. And there are so many moving parts when it comes to creating a show and so many people that need to be coordinated and so many schedules that have to come together. It's a miracle that shows get made. I'm not even kidding. So I want to share what is going on with the show that I'm working on. So I got an email a couple weeks ago, maybe at the beginning of the month, that production was going to start on the 21st of this month and that they were going to do screen tests on the 17th. So I said, okay, I will start, I'll stop my old job at the restaurant on the 14th. That'll be my last day. That way I can do the screen tests and start working on the 21st. So I'm all ready to do that. A couple days before, they say, hey, heads up, we're only using two of the cast members, so not everybody's going to screen test on the 17th. Still plan on working on the 21st. Fine, no problem. So then I get an email on the 19th saying, hey, it's still going to be only two cast members that start on the 21st. We get the white sheet saying that, you know, my character will start on the 22nd, which would have been today. So yesterday I went and got my COVID test and good to go. Last night I get a production email stating that somebody that's in the realm of characters I'm working with got COVID. And so the entire production schedule changed. And now my character won't be coming in until March, sometime in March, beginning of March. And so those are the breaks. Like those are the things that happen that set everything that we planned in motion out of motion. And I have choices. I can go, this sucks. I hate my job. Why does this always happen? Production sucks. It's not great. You know, this isn't what I planned on happening. This isn't what I planned on my days to look like. However, what I know for certain is there is a reason for this. You know, during this time, I had two vacations planned. I canceled both of them. My husband's going to Oceanside with his buddy to go golfing instead of with me because I was going to be working. And I was going to be going to New York. And now I'm not going, although I could have gone. And those are the things that, like, I can easily ruffle up in or truly, truly, truly surrender, my word for this year, because there is a reason I'm staying back. And I thought maybe the reason I was staying back was for work. And actually, the weekend in New York, I did book another job on Sunday. So I will be working another production on Sunday the 5th. So I couldn't have gone to that one anyways. But the point is, there are reasons outside of my realm, my scope, that are preventing me from doing things that I had planned, and I can again cry about them, or I can be in acceptance that there is something bigger at work that I just can't see quite yet, and that maybe this is a wonderful opportunity for my husband to go hang out with his buddy for one trip, and he's taking our granddaughter to New York. Like, how fun is that? So yay to them, and yay to me for allowing new opportunities to come through and trusting that they are and not knowing what they are. And so, you know, the point of all of this is to share with you when you are on a production schedule, or when you get things last minute, or when your schedule changes from production and your call time changes from a morning shot to a night shot, or from Tuesday to Wednesday, or whatever, just know it's not about you. They are not trying to screw you over or anything of the sort. They are just trying to get the production made. And there's 1,000 different moving parts, and you're one of them. And our parts move, you know? And so the faster I can go into the mode of surrender and acceptance and keep moving the bus along, the easier my life will be, because this is the game I chose. This is the game I chose of not, you know, it's not consistent. It is ever changing. And that's part of what I love about it. And it's also part of what I hate about it. But it is what it is. I accept it. And I have the opportunity to do something different, right? If I don't want to play the game, I can play a different game. But you know what? I want the game. I like the excitement of the unknown. I like the changes. I don't always love the timing of the changes, but it's part of it. It's part of that, you know, adrenaline of getting the next opportunity. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm literally looking out my window, and my cat, his paw is stuck. Let me go help my cat while we talk. Hold on one second. Okay. And so I am going to close after I rescue my cat. Hi, Fred. You're stuck. Let's help you. I know. There we go. Okay. I've rescued my cat. Day well served. Okay. I want to close with the reading. And I'm going to close with two different pages of the book, The Other Serenity Prayer. And so the first thing I want to read goes very much in line with what I was just talking about. It says, the amazing thing about a long journey is you can miss exits, run stop signs, head the wrong way down a one-way street, get lost, backtrack, and still somehow miraculously reach your proper destination. We're all going to get there. Wherever there is, and we will get there when we're supposed to get there. You know, I've talked about that, about traffic. You know, when I'm sitting in traffic, there is a reason I am not supposed to be at my destination at the time I thought I would get there. Otherwise, I'd be there. You know, so what can I do in the meantime? How can I enjoy the journey, meaning traffic? Can I call a friend? Can I put on my favorite podcast? Can I listen to a station I haven't listened to in a while? Like, how can I make the best of this? Because the alternate route is to suffer and be miserable. It's a choice. Like, it literally is a choice. And speaking of traffic, I went to Pilates this morning, and I was going to go straight from Pilates back to Burbank, where Disney Studios is, where I'll be working. Because now you do home COVID tests and you submit everything online, which is a whole nother conversation. But so I was going to go pick up my tests and then pick up my badge for work. And it said it was 1 hour and 55 minutes from my Pilates studio to Burbank. And I said, absolutely not. I'm driving home. I'll do my podcast. And then I'm going to leave when the traffic is not 2 hours to Burbank. That's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm not doing that. Okay. So my second reading today is, someone you meet along the way today will need a little bit of extra kindness. Travel today with a gentle heart. I love that so much. So keep your eyes peeled today for somebody who might just need a little bit of extra kindness, and maybe you can be that light. And if you're somebody who needs a little bit of extra kindness, open your heart to receiving. Today might be the day that you get the best miracle of your life. If no one else tells you today, I believe in you. Go create some miracles and always believe that you can. Take it easy. Surrender to what is, and enjoy blossoming into who it is you're becoming. Talk to you soon.